Breakfast with Spanky, 7:30 to 9:30 on RDU 98.5 FM.
Would you kill someone to save another two people? If you could perform any miracle, which miracle would you perform? For $1 million, would you eat a pig fetus? Would you die for your partner? If you had to, who'd you have sex with, your mum or your dad?
The Monday Conundrum.
It's 26 minutes to 9, and we've managed to, for the Monday Conundrum, it's a little hard because Morgan's overseas, of course, but we've managed to find a clean line. Have you found a shack with a clean line, Morgan?
Yes.
You can hear me all right?
I can hear you fine.
I think this is going to work, and we've got Mike Grimshaw, our ethicist, who's in studio, so that you know, Morgan.
Sorry, who's there?
Mike Grimshaw, our ethicist.
Morgan. Oh, morning, Mike. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, Mike's down there, so he's going to come and offer some thoughts pretty soon.
All right.
Would you like me to share with you our conundrum this morning?
Yes.
Okay. Here's our Monday conundrum. You enter a quiz, and the winning team will be awarded $10,000 for the charity of their choice. Right? But you find a copy of the questions before the quiz. Is it okay to cheat for the benefit of the charity? So you're in a charity quiz, $10,000, charity of your choice. You find the questions. Is it okay to squat up on those?
So it's like a pub quiz.
Yeah, something like that.
All right.
It's probably, for someone like you, it'd be more like a celebrity quiz. For a charity.
Okay.
What's your favourite charity? Have you got one?
Let's just say...
You'd give it to Greenpeace, wouldn't you? Yeah, you'd give it to Greenpeace.
I'd go for... stroke victims support.
Ah,
yeah. What about Cats Protection
League? Yeah, Cats Protection League's a good option. Or something like the SPC, something like that.
Safe.
Yeah, give it to Safe.
Yeah.
Good.
I can just add
okay,
it.
So Morgan?
Yes?
This is the conundrum.
Okay.
Would you use the questions? Is it okay to cheat? Is it okay to cheat for the benefit of the charity, in your opinion?
In this situation, Spanky, I'll just come right out and say it.
Yep.
I would totally cheat.
Would you really cheat?
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you... So, in a literal world, you're about to go in, and you find the questions or whatever, you see them in someone's briefcase, you take them out and
I'd even steal them out of the briefcase of the quizmaster.
Would you really?
Yeah, absolutely. For my charity. Because it doesn't seem like in the whole scheme of things that... I mean, this is such a small indiscretion for such a greater good.
Right.
I would have to believe that my charity is obviously the best charity.
Yeah.
But I would probably think a lot harder about my charity first, and then I would decide that it was the best, and then I would do anything for my charity to win them that, what is it, $10,000?
So it's the means to an end, you'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay.
Yourself?
I wouldn't. I can say...
It's no surprise.
I wouldn't... I mean, some people have been frustrated at my level of honesty in ridiculous matters, even though I did... My wife found $5 the other day, and I said she could keep it.
Was it yours?
I don't know where it came from exactly.
Sorry, it wasn't really
she
a thing,
found
was it? It.
Yeah, the reason why I've thought about this for a while because it used to be that you wouldn't steal it because it just wasn't the right thing to do. But I've come to this conclusion, Morgan, that I don't like who I become if that becomes a live option.
Right.
So, like, if I'm willing,
you can't live with yourself.
No, it's not that. That if I cultivate an honest lifestyle and I don't take those questions because it's just not a live option, I think I become a better person, as opposed to saying, some people might save their life if I don't take it, but they're going to be really naughty, it's easier just to say, being dishonest makes me not who I want to be.
So if you don't take them and you go and win the quiz and you still get the money for your charity,
it'll be
a double whammy, wouldn't
it? But if I don't win, I mean, a charity still gets it, right?
Not your charity, though.
It's not really in the spirit of things anyway.
What if everybody else was, you know, doing the Cats Safety League or whatever?
You're the only one
spina bifida.
It's just that you're a little snooper, aren't you? Snoop around trying to find the right answer.
Is this a question?
That's not a question of ethics, speaking.
No, sure.
You're a question of sort of...
Come over here.
It's a question.
Okay, Mike.
It's a question of being who you want to be.
Well,
that's not an ethical question. I mean, you've shifted it out of the...
Well,
original.
No. I thought that too, Mike. Isn't it to do with character? Ethics... also has aspects of who you're becoming and what your character is, isn't it?
Ethics is also about a decision made in the moment. So, I mean, if you decide to take it, you're actually saying that you choose your charity is better than any other charity.
Mm.
But also the reverse, that if someone else came along and found it for their charity, you would be happy for them to cheat for their charity to win.
Exactly.
Morgan, are you all right if I cheated?
Yeah.
Like, is it a cheat-off? So is that really what the quiz
won,
is?
So say the Cats Protection League won over, I don't know, ending child abuse.
Oh, God. Oh, cats versus abuse
now,
kids.
Now we're doing the old, this is last conundrum.
But then, that's animal. The question. I mean, is the decision determined by your particular charity? So you're saying your charity is better than the other person's charity. Mm. The other thing is that even if you pick it up and you look at it, but you don't cheat...
Mm. What do you mean by so you look at the answers?
You've held it. You've put yourself in a position where your jealous. Winning could actually be challenged as
that's true.
As unethical.
That's true.
Mm. You shouldn't withdraw.
Oh, really?
In good conscience.
Well, if you've picked it up and looked at it, even if you don't cheat,
even if you didn't.
Well, even if you don't cheat, you're actually making sure then that your charity doesn't win by default. So you should actually withdraw your participation. But then you've got that question, if you are the best person and the next person is an idiot who's coming along for that team.
Yeah, that's true, the idiot.
Then your team will not, then you're sort of doubly ensuring that your team will not win. So in the end, if you see it, don't touch it.
And one way, Mike, that's what I said.
Which is a good line in everything
in life.
That's
what I said. I was saying I wouldn't touch it.
You wouldn't touch it, but you're not touching it because it's ethical. You're touching it because of what it becomes for you as a being. So it's actually self-interest.
But is that...
You're talking about your soul here, Spanky.
So
you put a whole new question into it.
But does ethics not have anything to do with personal...
It has a question to do with the decisions. It's, you don't do ethics because of what you become.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do ethics... Your ethical decisions are chosen on the impact on others, because you've actually turned it back. I'm not going to do it because of the impact on others.
Yeah.
I'm actually doing it because of the impact on myself. So you're doing ethics of self-interest,
which is actually quite different.
Selfish.
Just selfish. Now, your reward for not doing it, Spanky, is about yourself, now, not about what it does for other people.
Mike,
so you've become
quite
selfish.
Am I right in saying that there is a school of ethical thought that says that ethics is more than just abstract notions of what we do, but it's in fact the character that it comes out of?
Well, I think it's always like that. I mean, you always make a decision out of a personal basis with ethics.
Mm.
Now, the question is, you were saying something that on the face of it sounded quite generous.
Yeah.
But on the when you unpack it, it's actually about yourself. It's not about the impact on others.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's all right.
So this is pure self-interest ethics, which is tarted up.
Is there something
as
wrong?
I am doing it for the greater good.
What's wrong with that? Is there something wrong
with
it?
Well, if everyone does it out of self-interest...
But if everyone did it, it would be a great world.
Well, no, because some people might say, I actually quite like the person I've become because I am showing strength of will. I could be Nietzschean. I am showing the strength of will over others. You are all a pack of losers, and you deserve to lose because I am the overman.
Okay, so
you
here's what you're
doing
saying.
The underman ethics.
So here's what you're saying, Mike, is you're saying, I'm wrong because I had self-interest at heart. Yes. Morgan's wrong because he's a liar and he's a cheat...
Morgan's
and he's
right
dishonest.
Because he's doing the best for his
Morgan's
charity.
Morgan's dishonest. So that's the problem. And you're saying just don't pick up the things at all.
Don't pick it up.
Or withdraw.
Or withdraw. If you've seen it, you need to withdraw. But then, having looked at it, you see, if you are the best person, then you're ensuring that your charity has a lesser chance of actually winning.
Yeah, that's right.
So in the end, if you see it there, don't pick it up.
Stay away. Stay away, Morgan.
All right.
Well, I think in the end...
As we say, if you see it, don't touch it.
So Morgan was in the wrong in the end. All right, that's interesting. 18 minutes to 9.
Something about Spanky.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Nice having you in.
I won't be back, will I, Spanky?
Oh, no, it's all right. I have a feeling we'll have this conversation a few times around and round. That is Mike Grimshaw, our ethicist. And you're off to Australia for an ethics conference.
I am on Wednesday, the Australasian Ethics Network Conference, which is a bit of a mouthful, but it's where all the ethics committees from around the universities get together and try and work out conundrums.
That's right, but they're much more complicated than that one.
No, not many. Many are actually all about self-interest, started up.
Oh, well, I might come along.
I'll take you along as an example, Spanky.
That's great. Thank you, Mike. Nice having you here.
This has been a Breakfast with Spanky podcast. Thanks to RDU 98.5 FM. To find out more, go to rdu.org.nz.